This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. More and more people are finding jobs out there, some of them even seeing their wages tick upward, which will mean there will be some extra cash to play with after people build their savings for emergencies and contribute to their 401ks, of course. Tracy Samuelson is the newest reporter on the Marketplace team, and economic bellwether that she is, she finds herself in just that economic position.
After years of contract work and freelancing, oh, wow, do my personal finances need some love and attention. So step one, figure out what to do with the few thousand dollars I've saved recently with my huge, enormous, glamorous new public radio salary.
Hey, Tracy, we are not biting the hand that feeds us, are we?
Oh, no. Kai, I would never know.
Very good. You may continue. Thank you.
Millennial that I am, I kind of want to try out one of these new online robo-advisors.
What are you looking for in a financial advisor?
Okay, robo-advisors don't actually involve robots. We're talking about a relatively new group of online services that help you decide what to do with your money. But it's more fun to imagine the questions they ask in robot voices. These questions are from Wealthfront.com, an automated, aka human-free investment service.
What is your current age? What is your annual after-tax income? What is the total value of your cash and liquid investments?
The final question is harder. What would I do if my portfolio lost 10% of its value in a month?
Sell all your investments. Sell some. Keep all. Buy more.
I know I shouldn't panic and sell low, but I don't know. Why did my portfolio drop? I guess I'd buy more if I had the money.
It reminds me a little bit of those Facebook, you know, what 90s rock song or is your, you know, rock anthem or, you know, which movie star is your soulmate?
Barbara Roper is director of investor protection at the Consumer Federation of America. She says this is the tricky part about human-free advice.
10 questions and they know supposedly everything about you.
What does Wealthfront know about me? It slots me at a 10 out of 10 on their risk scale, which feels, I don't know, risky? But it recommends I invest in a variety of ETFs or exchange-traded funds. And Roper says this isn't a bad approach, especially if I set it and forget it.
You set up some parameters, you automate the process, you keep expenses as low as possible, you diversify through ETFs, I think, is fairly common. Those are good principles.
People considering these robo-advisors might be attracted to their relatively low fees and the fact that, unlike with some human advisors, you don't have to have a lot of money to invest.
So broadly speaking, these services are catering to less affluent individuals.
That's Grant Easterbrook. We spoke when he was an analyst at Corporate Insight covering financial technology.
Most human financial advisors have account minimums. They don't want to work with someone below a certain threshold. They don't think it's worth their time.
By Easterbrook's calculations, the top 11 startups in this space, most of them live for only a year or two, now have $19 billion invested with them, and they're growing fast. That's drawn some bigger banks into the space as well. It's clear there's money to be made, even from smaller investors.
What's going on in your life?
This is Cheryl Garrett, an independent certified financial planner who runs the Garrett Planning Network. I called her because I wanted to know how the advice from my robo-advisor might compare to a good old-fashioned human being. What's going on in my life was the first of her many questions.
And with this new job, what other changes are involved? Did you have to relocate? Is there more commuting? Possibly childcare arrangements?
Do I have debt, a 401k, a Roth IRA? Am I planning to use this money for retirement or a new car in a couple of years, an apartment? Garrett says these kinds of questions can reveal deeper issues in our financial lives that we might not know about.
By just taking time to really look at all of our personal financial lives, what income we have coming in, what costs we may have, or obligations or desires, what other kind of issues do we need to take care of?
Garrett's not opposed to people getting low-cost advice online, even from a robot. But she says automated advice can miss the bigger picture, that the extra money we think we might have might not be truly extra. She says planning first, and maybe, if it still makes sense, internet second. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.